This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. The Bush administration is coming under increasing fire for its policies on the treatment of foreign detainees. Yesterday, five U.S. Army Rangers were charged with assault for allegedly beating detainees in Iraq. Also yesterday, the Supreme Court agreed to hear a challenge to the military tribunals that President Bush has designated for trying detainees. At the same time, Senate Democrats demanded that an independent commission look into prisoner abuse. More from NPR's David Wilna.
President Bush probably would have preferred talking up free trade during a news conference yesterday in Panama. But instead, he was asked whether he agrees with Vice President Cheney that the U.S. should exempt the CIA from any congressional ban on torture. Mr. Bush did not say yes, and he did not say no.
Any activity we conduct is within the law. We do not torture. And therefore, we're working with Congress to make sure that as we go forward, we make it possible, more possible, to do our job.
4 hours later on the Senate floor, New Mexico Democrat Jeff Bingaman called it a sad day when an American president has to reassure allies in Latin America that the U.S. does not contemplate torture. In the same vein, Bingaman pointed to recent published reports that the CIA is holding suspected terrorists in Soviet-era secret facilities in Eastern European nations.
This is a troublesome development, considering the widespread reports that our own vice president continues to urge that bipartisan legislation passed in this Senate that would prohibit the CIA from using interrogation techniques that amount to cruel and inhuman treatment in these types of facilities be deleted from legislation on its way to the president.
Arizona Republican John McCain sponsored that amendment. It's now attached to two major defense bills, and it outlaws cruel, inhuman, and degrading treatment for all foreigners held by U.S. officials. Despite intense lobbying from Vice President Cheney, McCain says there's no way he'll agree to an exception to the torture ban for the CIA.
We'd be glad to continue discussion with the administration, but it's pretty clear-cut that what they want to do is carve out the CIA, and we certainly can't agree to such a thing.
The CIA's interrogation of foreign detainees has never been investigated by Congress. Neither has Congress looked into the CIA's alleged secret prisons, nor its practice of so-called renditions, by which detainees are turned over to foreign and often unsavory regimes. Yesterday, the Senate Armed Services Committee's top Democrat, Michigan's Carl Levin, offered an amendment to a defense policy bill creating an independent commission to probe the abuse of foreign detainees by U.S. officials and contractors.
We cannot sweep this under the rug. And the investigations so far have swept critical issues under the rug. And they're going to surface sooner or later. Better to have an independent commission. Take a look at them. Get it away from any partisanship. Have a commission the way the 9/11 commission was appointed.
But even those Republicans who backed McCain's forward-looking anti-torture amendment refused to endorse an outside commission looking back on prisoner abuses. John Warner is the Republican chairman of the Armed Services Committee.
Move on, we must, to win this war in Iraq, in Afghanistan. Replaying these dreadful and inexcusable incidents again in public forum will likely bring no remarkable new insights or new lessons learned.
Warner says both Congress and the Pentagon have already delved extensively into detainee abuse. For Levin, it's been insufficient. He contends Congress has actually left huge gaps in its job of oversight. Levin chalks up GOP resistance to his proposed commission to fears of alienating the president.
I think there's a great deal of pressure on Republicans that have come from the White House relative to Senator McCain's amendment.
A Senate vote on Levin's proposed independent commission on detainee abuse is expected this week. David Wilna, NPR News.